And it's here on the show. Get your headphones. Well, it doesn't matter now. You can just talk to me now. That was a little clip of you saying, I'm not just any old time lord. Brilliant. Yeah, of course you're brilliant.
Thanks.
Hello, David Tennant. Welcome to our show. How are you?
Very nice to be back.
Yeah, you've been in these places quite a few times. We did that lovely Doctor Who special, Christmas special, which was a lot of fun.
You and me going through Christmas Day.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Right, first of all, you've got the Easter special, which goes out, obviously, on Easter at 6:45 on Saturday. Yep.
And BBC One and BBC HD for the first time as well.
That'll be very good.
Oh, yeah.
And are you doing a commentary or some kind of post show?
Oh, we always do that. Yeah.
Oh, dear, right.
We do commentaries that. We do commentaries for the DVDs, but we also do commentaries that go out online. And we've done one for that, so you can download that as soon as the show's been on air.
Okay. It's called Planet of the Dead. What can we expect? Tease us with some of the things we can look forward to.
You can expect it starts on a red. Well, no, it doesn't. It starts with Michelle Ryan in a cat suit.
Yeah.
Stealing something important.
Okay.
And then she tries to escape on a red bus. London Red Bus.
Mm-hmm.
But London Transport being what it is, it slips through a wormhole in time and space and ends up on a planet on the other side of the universe.
Oh, no.
So then it's the Doctor and Lady Christina and a bunch of people on a bus trying to figure out how they're going to get home.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the clips that I saw, there were lots of kind of red strange things kind of dashing through the air.
There's a bit of a swarm.
Sperm. Right, okay.
There's a bit of a swarm.
Mm.
And there's also another alien race that are on the planet too.
Okay.
Called the Tritivores.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's all sorts of stuff going on back on Earth as well.
Okay, so you're just dashing backwards and forwards all over.
Well, no, I can't get back. I'm trapped.
Okay.
But luckily, we managed to communicate through the wormhole because we docked a mobile phone. And you'll have to tune in.
All right, we'll tune in. 6:45 on Saturday. Is it a funny episode? Is it moving episode?
Yeah, it's quite a romp, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a dark side. It's not
particularly dark. It's got dark some dark moments, but there's a tiny little hint at the very end that it's all about to get a lot darker.
Okay, so
because obviously at the end of the year it's the end of the line for the 10th Doctor.
Uh-uh.
So you just get a this is a kind of romp. This is the last time the Doctor gets to have fun in a way.
Okay, so this is you're doing four specials. This right? So this is the first one. Then you've got three more to go.
Three more to go.
When do they air? What point?
We don't really know yet. Number two will be sort of autumn sometime, and then the final two-part finale will be Christmas and New Year, we think.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of filming, where are you at?
I'm about 6 weeks away from the end.
Oh my gosh, how does that feel?
It feels okay at the moment because there's still 6 weeks to go.
He says speaking very, very quickly.
Yeah, of course. But we're on these final scripts now, which are huge and epic and sad and brilliant and it's so exciting and with incredible guest casts that I can't tell you about and all sorts of things going on.
Talk us through when you read that. So you've read The Demise, you know exactly how it changes and what happens.
Tell
us when you read that. What was it like?
I might have had a little cry.
Did you?
I did. They're brilliant scripts and very, very moving and it was quite a big deal, really.
Mm.
I sort of turned the phone off and made sure I could read it straight through without.
Were you in Wales? Were you in Cardiff?
I was in Wales. I was filming the one before. Yeah.
Mm. Did you have any say in what happens?
Not really.
You didn't? Okay.
Not really. I wouldn't really want to though, because Russell T. Davis, our amazing writer, kind of does it all, and I'm quite happy to let him do it all because he's. You know, he's kind of brilliant.
He's pretty good.
So
how do you feel about, you know, the final weeks when you're filming? How does it make you feel when you think about that last day when you're filming?
I don't know, but the last day will, I don't know. It'll be interesting. The last day, of course, isn't the last scenes, as filming is now always out of schedule.
Mm. So, no, that must be a bit sad, really.
So I don't know if I'll be sadder on the last day or filming the final scenes. That remains to be seen. But no, it's weird, because it's been 4 years. It's been so all-consuming and so life-changing, and so it's been such a big thing that it'll be, I don't know.
Is there anything that you wish that you'd known in the very beginning when you started doing this, some kind of advice that someone had given you for the four-year journey that you've been on?
Good question. I don't know.
How has it been different to?
It's just
to
the
how
amount
you
of attention it gets, the amount of scrutiny it gets, and the amount of that your life is sort of up for grabs. Really, I suppose that's the bit that just takes a bit of getting used to. And it's not bad. I'm not complaining about it. I knew what I was getting into to an extent, but you don't really know what that feels like until you're in it. And it's a bit overwhelming.
It's a very special club that you're in.
It's a very special club, yes. There's only 10 of us, 11 now.
So what advice would you give to Matt, who's taken over as the 11th Doctor?
He'll be fine. He doesn't need any advice. He'll be fine.
He's got the hair. He'll be absolutely all right.
He's got the hair. Yeah, he'll be grand.
Right, I've got my own Doctor Who experts who are my sons, Jude and Cass, and they've done some questions for us.
Oh, excellent.
One of those was, when you were filming, this is from Jude, when you were filming Planet of the Dead, did you come across any problems in Dubai?
One or six, yes.
Okay, like?
Well, we only had 3 days in Dubai. We shot the whole episode, we shot everything in Cardiff. So all the interiors and all the bits on Earth and all the bits, well, there are other bits as well, you'll see.
Okay.
And then we went to Dubai to shoot all the exteriors with a bus in the sand. We shipped this bright red London bus out to Dubai 5 weeks early, you know, lots of forward planning. And then a week before we started filming, they dropped a container crate on top of it and smashed it to bits.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't time to get another one out there.
Oh, God.
We didn't really know what we were going to do. Luckily, a bit of rewriting the script and a bit of panel beating, and it all worked out. And it was kind of great. And it sort of worked to our advantage in the end. So the bus goes through a wormhole and gets a bit beaten up. And it looks fantastic. Because now, not only is it a red bus in the middle of the desert, it's a red bus that's been battered up in the middle of the desert. It looks extraordinary. So that worked to our advantage. And then the first day of filming, we had a sandstorm. So we kind of lost the first day shooting in Dubai. And we had a few problems, but it's all worked out in the end.
All right, listen, I'm going to play a track. Play Lily Allen. You approve?
Very good. I love this album.
It's a great album.
Which one are we playing?
We're going to play the single. We're going to play Not Fair.
Excellent.
Oh, he treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. That's just one thing. Thank you.
Allen, and that is Not Fair.
Thank you.
Well, sorry, you're a fan of that one then?
Yeah, it's such a good album. I'm loving it.
The whole album?
Yeah, the whole album, that track particularly.
Oh, no, it's great. The video is brilliant to that. You've got to watch that.
Yet, yeah.
Lots of Dolly Parton kind of hairstyles and all that.
Right.
David Tennant is our guest at the moment. We're talking all about Doctor Who. Again, loads of questions come in from all the listeners at the moment. My son Jude says, have you ever noticed in, I think it was Family of Blood, that while you were in the shooting range, Jude spotted a white van in the background?
Did he really?
Apparently so.
I'm going to take that news back to Cardiff and have somebody whipped.
I really don't know whether that is actually true, but that's what
I don't
you
care if it's true or not. I'm going to act on that information.
Good. Emily and her six mates chillaxing in Hythe at the moment. Out of all your companions, which one did you fancy the most? Simple as. Come out with it straight away.
All of them. Equally in their own special, individual, fanciable ways.
Okay. What have been your favourite moments from working on Doctor Who? Loads of people saying the same question. Becky and Suffolk gets the credit for this.
There's so many. There are so many. And at the moment, I'm having a great, great time. Maybe because I know it's coming to an end, I'm sort of cherishing it even more than usual. But we've got such great people at the moment, and it's great script, and it's been a ball. The whole thing's been a blast.
So no particular storyline. I love the Master myself. The Return of the Master was great.
Yeah,
Johnson was just brilliant at doing that.
Well, I'm glad you like that.
Does he reappear at all in any of the episodes? Listen to the silence.
Yeah.
That would be great if he did.
It would be great if John Sim came back, wouldn't it?
It would.
He was particularly fine.
He was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Also, you met Peter Davison. I think that was a comic relief thing that you did.
It was a Children in Need one. A little Children in Need story, yeah.
Mm.
Meeting the Doctor's former self. That was weird because I'd watched him growing up. And suddenly, there's Peter Davison standing in the full gear in front of me, being the Doctor. TARDIS.
It's quite a moving moment, I think.
It was quite moving, yeah.
How would you like your Doctor to be remembered? What would you like your kind of epitaph to be? Your legacy.
Oh, something fond, I suppose. I don't know. I suppose when I think back to watching those shows when I was a kid and how much it meant to me and how, you know, excited I got, the thought that if we've left some people growing up with those kind of memories, that'll do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Rose return in any of the other episodes?
Does Rose return in any of the...
The episodes that you're going to be in? Listen to the silence again.
Rose, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
There's not really much I can say, is there?
The suit and the shoes that you wore on Comic Relief, I'm just thinking again.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, where were they from? That's what a lot of people want to know.
Where were they from?
Yeah,
what am I allowed to do? Is this the BBC? We'll get shot if I name an actual tailor, won't we?
But were they specially made for you then? Because
they
a lot of people liked them.
They were off the peg.
Okay, fine.
You too can buy them, faithful viewer, listener.
Okay, well, you look very dapper, and a lot of people want to know also about Franz Ferdinand. When you stormed the stage and you did Top of the Pops, was that a lifelong ambition to be on Top of the Pops?
Yeah, with Franz Ferdinand as well. It was very exciting. I played guitar on Top of the Pops.
Yeah, but did you actually properly play guitar on Top of the Pops?
Of course I did.
That's what the band said. We had them in the live lounge on Monday.
Good. Did you? What did they play?
They did the current single.
Why did I miss that? I was working.
Obviously not listening to the show enough.
I have to catch up on iPlayer every day.
Good boy. Yes. Well done. Claire in London. Oh my God, I'm actually sat here crying just hearing David talk about about the end of the 10th Doctor.
Don't cry. It's going to be great.
It's going to be all right.
Wait, you will cry at the end though, I promise.
Disappointed if people didn't cry.
If you're crying now, you're going to be in a right state come the end.
Obviously, you're going to be looking for new employment when this is all over. You haven't got a job at the moment.
I haven't.
Okay, so it's all about filming Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So we've got some kind of jobs that you might want to take up.
Excellent.
You're going to play a game. I'm going to play you some clips, and you have to identify what the job is, and then tell us whether you want it.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
So Scott Mills helped us out with this one.
Okay.
Okay, so this is your job description. Work out what the job is for.
We need you to run our legendary East London pub. The right applicant must possess excellent and very loud communication skills and should have experience of throwing a good right hook. In return, you'll be responsible for a lazy team and a group of very angry regulars.
What do you reckon?
That's got to be taking over at the Queen Vic, has it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there nobody behind the bar?
Yes, no, that job is going to come up in the next 2 months, I think.
Is it?
So that's one of your options.
Right.
Your second option is this one.
Need a new challenge? Want to save America? Then this could be the job for you. The ideal candidate will be highly motivated, able to work on their own, and will have excellent combat skills. In return, we will offer a one-day contract and a never-ending amount of danger.
What do you reckon that is then? What job?
One-day contract?
Yeah. How many hours in a day are there?
Oh, it's Kiefer Sutherland. It's Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer, that would be quite cool.
Okay.
That's a a bit cooler than running the old Vic. Queen
Not
Vic.
As cool as being Doctor Who, but a bit cooler than being the landlord. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one other job that you might want to do.
Help save lives with us. We need a new doctor to join our constantly changing team. To succeed in this role, you must be able to work medical miracles and have a private life that always becomes more important than your actual patients. We can offer you complete job satisfaction and a never-ending array of ludicrous afflictions to deal with.
Is that house?
No, not house.
Oh.
Think UK.
Think UK. What, somebody off Casualty?
Yeah. Do you want to be a doctor in Casualty?
Ah, so I've got a doctor in Casualty.
Yeah.
Behind the bar at the Queen Vic.
Yeah.
Or being Jack Bauer.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll go for Jack Bauer.
I think that's probably a wise
move. To be honest with you. Yeah.
Right, David's our guest at the moment. We'll have some more chat after this.
Okay.
Jai Ho. It's 29 minutes after 12 o'clock. David Tennant's here. We're talking all things Doctor Who at the moment. Big question from a lot of people. What do you think of Matt Smith? He is going to be the 11th Doctor.
Yeah, he's going to be great. He's going to be great.
Have you met him? Have you actually...
We had met briefly ages ago, and we chatted on the phone not too long ago, and he's great. He's a great actor, and he will do wonderful things with it, I'm sure.
I think initially when it was unveiled, I had about 30 seconds of thinking, oh no, which I think inevitably you do
straight away. That's what happens. And I remember that when I was a kid, you know. the next one starts and go, oh no, I can't do it. And then 5 minutes later, yeah, you've forgotten about the old guy.
When you started, when you were on, it was just like, what are they thinking?
Why? Some people are still
saying that.
Nothing
about the teeth. It was just, grief. Yeah. No, but after you see everything else that he's done and just kind of think, he'll be fine.
Oh, he'll be grand. He'll be more than fine.
Be more than fine.
Yes.
Okay, other questions. Will he marry me? Will he marry me? Will he marry me? This is what everybody's saying in the text and email.
Yes, no, and yes.
Okay. Is there a Mrs. Tennant? Ms. Tennant?
Is there a Mrs. Tennant?
Apart from your mum.
I'm
hey, listen to the silence again. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Rich from Hull, can you ask David if you would play the Doctor again if there was ever a multi-Doctor story in the future?
Well, if I'm asked, yeah. Sure, why not? I don't know. I mean, it depends when it would be and what else was going on, and who knows what the future may hold.
Be foolish to rule it out, I guess.
Very foolish to rule it out, and it could indeed be a great deal of fun to do if the right moment approached, yeah.
Alistair in Switzerland, as Doctor Who, do you get given a free copy of the Doctor Who books and products, such as the yearly annuals?
I don't get the annuals, no.
No.
I don't have an annual. But you get the odd thing now and again. It's slightly random. Now and again, you'll get sent boxes of stuff. Which is kind of great. They are. Do you know, they're now making figures of the old ones as well.
No, tell me about it.
I know, they're great.
Do you have some of them?
I might have one or two. Right. Yeah,
Tom Baker one's quite good.
Yeah, you can change his head.
I know. Yeah,
weird.
Yeah, we've got that at home.
Yeah.
Do you like the new Doctor Who mag as well, or would you ever consider doing a cover with the next Doctor? This is Alistair's question again.
Sure. Yeah, I'd consider. I'll consider anything, frankly.
Have you kept anything from your time as the Doctor? Kind of some precious bit of memorabilia, or will you? What would you
really
want to keep?
No.
Oh, you got to keep something of it on display.
Well, you know, it's all very tightly guarded. And of course, it's all BBC property, and I'm not for a second insinuating that your licence fee would be spent on me taking things off the set.
Okay. But if you were to pay for it, then you could maybe get a Silurian blaster or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose. But the thing about, you know, the thing about mementos is they just become stuff quite quickly, don't they? It's the memories that you take away that's important.
Get you.
Yeah.
Hetty from Warminster. Went to see David Tennant in Hamlet, which was awesome. I can vouch for that as well. I saw it was great. Yeah. Didn't get to see him to get an autograph, so I sent him some Haribo instead. Do you remember and did you like them?
Yes.
Yes. Do you wear a white baseball cap? Because someone thought they spotted you in Stratford.
I sometimes wear a variety of baseball caps. I don't think I've got a white one, though.
Oh, so it wasn't David that you saw in Stratford.
Was, no.
Okay, and from Elke, bored at work in Birmingham, saw Hamlet in Stratford, loved it, heard a rumour that the cast are making a film version. Is this true? And can I thank you for the recent belated birthday message and signed card?
You're welcome. It's not impossible, but it's not confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in today. Final question from Jude. What's your favourite monster in Doctor Who ever, ever, ever?
Oh, it's one that you've still to see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dark and scary?
No, kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Also, very disappointed you didn't bring in your vertebrae. Just for...
I did bring
it. No way! Did you really?
Just for you, Jill.
Okay, so David was in Hamlet, had to not do quite a few performances because he had back trouble.
I had a prolapsed disc, which basically means that the inside of your disc comes out and has to be removed. And I told you about this and you were intrigued. This is it. Probably don't take it out of the plastic bag.
No,
although it is sealed.
Okay.
Maybe we should take it out of the plastic bag.
Go on then, take it out of the plastic bag.
It does say dangerous something or other because it's human matter.
I'm very impressed you brought this in. So this is your a bit of your vertebrae.
It's in the liquid, inside in of my... I don't know how you open it.
All right. Don't worry about
it. I hope it doesn't leak.
So do I.
Because I don't really know what they keep it in, but it's
okay,
out of the
so it's a little
now.
Pot. It's got the...
Look at that. It's like sort of pork fat.
Oh, my goodness. That's
that
a bit of you inside that jar.
Innards. Yeah, Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you very much indeed.
It says on the... that up on your website.
Totally will. I know your birthday as well. It's your birthday next week.
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
nice.
That on there, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. 18th of April. I know when you're born as well.
Yeah, don't worry. No, it's a matter of feeling.
1971, and you're a male. I can vouch for that. Thank you for bringing a bit of your innards in to show us. There'll be a photograph
disgusting.
Of that online. It is absolutely properly...
Yeah.
That is your vertebrae, and it's all shattered and broken. And
Well, no, that's not the vertebrae. That's the inside of my disc. The discs are between each vertebrae.
Okay.
They're hard on the outside with gunky stuff in the middle.
Okay.
And if the hard bit splits, the gunky stuff comes out and presses on your nerve, which is then what gives you all the troubles.
Right. And are you properly repaired now? All that gunk has been taken out. You're feeling fine.
Yeah, I'm good now. Yeah.
Okay. You've been a splendid doctor, and it's been great having you on the show so many times.
It's been lovely. And, well, you know, I've got a few months to go yet.
You'll be back doing that thing that you do at Christmas time as well.
Yeah.
Okay. This is for you, because I know you love it. It's Black Kids.
Love this song so much!
For David Tennant and Black Kids, I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you.
Dance.
You're taking your back fat away with you.
I'm just wrapping it up again so it doesn't leak.
Oh, it's the most rancid thing. It's like the bottom of a Sunday roast where it's come out of your body. We've taken photographs of it, so you'll be able to see those online if you'd like. bbc.co.uk/radio1 is where you should go, and they'll be up there a little bit later on in the show. We'll play you this is Ercola.